This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back to the Leg Show, Hour 2. And I want us to be very, very thoughtful during this segment. And I say that because I'm going to open up the phone line and text line at 651-461-9226 for you guys to offer up a name or two of people that you have come across that you bonded with, that you've appreciated in your adult lives, when you've met them at one of three places: a music venue, a sports venue, or a local bar that was your favorite or popular. And let me set this up, because what I want to talk about is, to me, at least in my opinion, one of the most beautiful things in our adult lives is meeting people at a music venue, a sports venue, or a bar that makes us feel good and they make us feel safe. And I think that you guys all know or have met somebody like that. That person that worked at a bar. It could be the dive bar down the street. It could be your favorite music venue. That's somebody that you see at the stadium all the time. That you see them, there's some sort of connection or respect that you have for them, or just their energy that they give you makes you feel good. It makes you feel safe. At the end of the NBA season, we talked about, because it was John Krasinski from The Athletic that broke the news, and I knew him well, was Jim. Remember we talked about Jim? And people talk about, you know, when you, or people have a certain connection with, like, the ticket taker or the people that's working in their section at an arena. I've known Jim Rosemeyer for ever since I interned with the Wolves, going back to, what was that, 97? I would see Jim at Target Center for a long, long time. And Jim passed away at the end of this past basketball season. And we talked about him on air. But he is somebody that I see him, have that connection with them, make me feel good, crack a joke. They enjoy seeing you, the familiar face. And I think that we all have those type of people. And I don't care if it's in the big city or small town. Everybody has that. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that in this way is because there's something I want to read to you guys. Because I think that we all have that person or persons that we've come across, those beautiful people in our lives that made us feel good and safe at one of either a music venue, sports venue, or a bar. First Avenue. I'm going to read their post. First Avenue, I love everything about First Avenue. Not because it is one of the destination concert venues in the world. Right? It's legendary. It's iconic. We all know about First Avenue. But the people that I have gotten to know at First Avenue throughout the years, the leadership over there, from Sonya to Nate to Shelby to Dana Franks, I mean, they've got amazing staff, and they're just good people, really, really good people. But one of their beloved staff members passed away. Our communal First Avenue heart is shattered by the passing of our beloved Conrad. Everybody call him Conrad by his first name. Sporkerson. Conrad touched the lives of so many. His friends and family, his First Avenue family, bands and artists and crew from throughout Minnesota, across the country, and around the world. This loss feels endless and unimaginable to us as individuals, to our Twin Cities community, and the entire live music industry. First, starting at First Avenue in 1988, Conrad moved to the stage crew in 1990 and eventually became stage manager. He helmed our ship for decades, working alongside some of his best friends and his brother, Billy. In typical Conrad fashion, he started his first night of work as a doorman and ended up playing foosball with Duran Duran. Conrad had 1,000 stories like that. They were never a brag, just something that happened that day. Conrad was a legend among artists and touring crews. Some were lucky enough to see him every time they played in Minnesota, from their first gig in the entry and beyond. He'd often be the first person they saw when they arrived and the last they saw leaving the club. Touring isn't easy, but a familiar face, a helping hand, and general kindness, along with a gruff hello, can brighten a long day. Many a lasting friendship was formed in the garage at First Avenue with Conrad. He was a character and someone who cared. To say that Conrad was the face of First Avenue for so many over the years would be an understatement. Throughout his 37 years working here, Conrad's spirit has been indelibly woven into the very foundation of our star-studded building, and we will work to honor it every show. We'll miss him every day. His legacy endures. Conrad forever. Now, first off, what an amazing tribute by First Avenue to Conrad. But when I saw that he had passed, and this is, for me, I'd never met Conrad. All the times that I met him in passing, but I can't say that I knew him, right? Like, there are people, I got friends that work there. But I never knew him like that. I'm pretty sure I probably was like standing right next to him at some point in time.
Know.
Maybe at some point in the, I don't know how many years I've been going to First Avenue, but that's not the point. We all have those people that we've come to appreciate. I appreciate the people at First Avenue. But when I start thinking about, like, you know what my favorite bar was years ago and it closed, I don't know, what was it, 6 or 7 years ago now? Was Chino Latino. And there were a couple of bartenders there that everybody loved. Everybody loved. And everybody loved Sully and Chris. Everybody loved Sully and Chris. Those were like the two, like, and it was almost like they were so good of bartenders and just nice guys. And if they needed to bounce you out of the building, they will bounce you, but at the same time pour you the best drink you're ever going to have. Seriously, they were that, and they were charismatic.
Yeah.
They will chat you up, that you had fun, but they were like, it's funny to say this, but they were like rock star bartenders in Uptown when Uptown was really thriving and Chino Latino was the place to be. I love going to Chino, not just because of the food or the good drink, or the amazing atmosphere and
the ladies.
Know, and the ladies.
The ladies, yeah. I
but Sonny and Chris were cool guys.
Buried the lead.
Seriously. So we've all got a name or two that we could offer up. I'm offering up those two guys because that was always one of my favorite places. But to me, it's always fun as an adult – and you don't age out of this, where you feel like there's certain people that when you see them, whether it's they're smiling or not smiling, being in their presence, because you know that they are there, mm-hmm. it makes you feel good, it makes you feel safe.
And I think as an adult, you cherish that more and more as the years go by. There are certain things that as an adult, you want to things that you value a little bit more. I'll give you an example. When I was up in Fargo and I was working at KFGO, one of the sponsors was a bar called Tailgaters. And the owner, his name is Rick Nymark. And I remember Rick. We would go there. We would have all of our fantasy football drafts. I had this professional wrestling show that we would do remotes there. And every time, even when I was go in just on my own and I saw Rick was just very welcoming because he was the owner of the place.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also just very cordial to anybody that would come in. It didn't matter who you were. And I always loved just going and talking to Rick. I could just, you know, and I'm a 22, 23-year-old kid. I'm hanging out with a guy that's 10, 15 years older than I am just because I just felt at ease with him. And another one is one of my friends, Jeb Knutson, who actually worked the media gate at the Fargo Dome. And I knew him from classes, obviously, but he was also another guy that you just knew that he was a good character guy. And he was always willing to talk to anybody that needed it, even if you weren't from there. And you know, because sometimes people can be a little persnickety at you know, certain entrances. It's like, no, I don't believe you. You got to have all the, you have all the documentation.
They're doing the job.
Yeah. Jeb would kind of be a hard ass about it. But then he also knew he was a really good judge of character. So I just felt like there would be times where he would let people go because I could tell that they were genuine, and other times when people were, you know, not necessarily being on the up and up.
651-461-9226 from the 763, saw the late comedian Gilbert Gottfried at New Hope Cinema Grill and Bar. Got a chance to visit and get a pic with him after a show. So friendly and willing to mingle with his fans. This from the 651. I probably saw him a few times, although I don't have the memories many do. I'm assuming they're talking about Conrad. They said now Davis Wilson at the Artist Quarter, I do and miss him. Now, hold on. The Artist Quarter, I didn't even know the Artist Quarter was still open. I thought the Artist Quarter had closed. I think it did open. I think it maybe reopened in a different.
Okay, yeah, and I know I know nothing about the Artist Quarter.
The Artist Quarter over in St. Paul was like a really nice jazz spot.
Okay, yeah, I have nothing to add when it comes to the Artist Quarter.
But, it looks like their website it shows that it's in the same. No, unfortunately, it says we are closed.
Mm. Does it say permanently closed or is it just closed?
It just says we are.
Just says we are close. Yeah. Well, there's also another one here from the 612. Said John the Man, titled this way, an Airbnb in Dublin, met him for a tour, spoke like brothers. Hey, when you can just bond with somebody. But I think you've got to have that personality, too, where I think extroverts are just naturally going to find those people, too. Like introverts, when you go to a place, introverts just want to go there. They want to do their thing and then they want to leave. Extroverts are people that will, you know, like my wife says, I'll talk to a wall. I'll talk to a rock.
No,
like,
but I actually think the more interesting people are the introverts. Like Conrad, it doesn't sound like was the type of guy that was like super chatty like you. Like Chris will talk to himself when you're not in the room. That's what he'll do. Doesn't sound like Conrad was that type
of
guy.
But no, I mean, if not the person at the venue. I mean, if I'm going there, I've got to be an extrovert and be willing to engage in a conversation, you know, because they might not have that personality trait.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm an introvert and I'm going to a concert, I might, you know, I won't engage in them unless I have that outgoing, you know, part of me. if that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, it's Bite of the Night on The Lake Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, tonight's Bite of the Night is, they're always interesting. This one, even more so. What's the best way to put this? The word that's often been used here over the course of the last year has been pedophile. And identifying people that maybe fit that label. The Epstein files, it's not going away. People still want them released. People still want to know what's going on. That is going to hound Republicans, and specifically Donald Trump, until it's released.
Mm-hmm.
We can sit here and we are all concerned about people's health care. We are all concerned about the government shutdown, whatever. We can do many things and be concerned about a lot of things all the time.
Yes, okay? we can.
We can multitask. But the Epstein files, it's not going away. This is not. We can sit here and try to act like it's going to blow up. It's not. That thing is not going to blow over. It's here to stay. And until it is released for the world to see, it's not going away.
Well, it was such a big part of the campaign. Releasing the Epstein files, releasing the Epstein files. Well, now we're not going to release the Epstein files.
Yeah, so it's not going to go away till we actually see it. Well, this is the deal. Senator Ted Cruz made a comment in a hearing yesterday that, well, let's just take a listen to it.
How about we all come together and say, let's stop attacking pedophiles?
Play that for me again, Chris, please.
How about we all come together and say, let's stop attacking pedophiles?
It comes across like Senator Ted Cruz is defending pedophiles. I'm not going to go there. I am not going to. I'm not. Like, we can have fun and joke and laugh.
He misspoke.
Yes. I'm not a fan of Ted Cruz's. I'm not going to sit here and say that Ted Cruz is defending pedophiles. That was a mistake. And yes, he misspoke.
Yes, he did.
I mean, seriously, it doesn't sound like he misspoke.
He said it with authority.
He did. Play it one more time. He said it with authority.
How about we all come together and say, let's stop attacking pedophiles?
Almost defiant.
Hey, you know what I can see right now? This would be a great endorsement.
Okay. I don't know where you're going. I don't know whether to be happy or a little concerned.
Is a clip of that, Ted Cruz saying that, immediately followed by Ted Cruz in the airport wanting to get away on a Southwest jet.
That would be good.
He likes to vacation when things get bad.
Ain't nobody go on a cruise like Ted Cruz. He's cruising out of here. Okay? Ted likes to cruise when things get tough.
Ted, what you talking about, Ted? You ain't talking about
that. And you try to look for context. The thing is, there really wasn't context. Here's what he said. You know, the whole thing. Quote, Senator Booker also said we should have bipartisan agreement. I think that's a great idea. We should have bipartisan agreement. How about we come together and say, let's stop murderers? How about we all come together and say, let's stop rape? How about we all come together and say, let's stop attacking pedophiles? The thing is, he didn't catch that mistake in real time. He did not catch that. He did not say, oops, or ope. If there was ever a time for a ope, that was it. But he then went on to talk about, you know, the crime crackdown in D.C. and was, you know, splurting out all these numbers, whether or not they're, you know, backed up by, you know, factual evidence is another thing. But he just kind of moved on. It's like when you make a mistake, you don't want to bring attention to it. We're always told that, right? If you make a mistake, don't bring attention to it. Move on.
I think it depends on the level of mistake, though.
This is a big ope. This is a big ass ope. Okay, like you got to come out and say, "Hey, that's not what I meant." We know that's not what you meant, but we got to be honest when we're looking at the Epstein files and what we know and what we quote unquote don't know. It's hard to say let's stop attacking pedophiles when your party is responsible for the blocking of those files being released. So when you say, let's stop attacking pedophiles, and you don't go back and correct it.
That's just such a weird thing to say.
It's a very weird thing to say. Because they don't want the files released.
To be fair to Ted Cruz, like, out of context, it just sounds weird.
It's weird even in context.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's really, really weird.
Stop attacking pedophiles.
I know.
That sounds like such a 2025 thing, though, doesn't it? With all that's going on in the world.
Sounds like something.
Stop attacking pedophiles.
Sounds like something woke people would say.
Gosh.
Man, I'm gonna add that to my woke vocabulary.
Coming up next, the return of Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 News anchor. What will be headlining the Fox 9 News this evening? We'll talk to her next year on The Lake Show. And that will be Kelsey Carlson. She joins us now, courtesy of the John Shuscola Banker Hotline. Kelsey, it's been a while. I'm assuming, being the runner that you are, you like to get outdoors, you like to be in the elements, that you are enjoying these hotter temperatures?
You know, it's been really nice for a lot of reasons. Number one, I think the humidity is a lot lower, so it feels good outside when it's this warm. And the mornings have been a little bit cooler. And I, you know, I like to extend summer just a little bit as we go into fall so mm-hmm. that we're not having to bundle up just yet. So, yeah, it's been great. And the kids can still get outside and ride their bikes after school and just all that. You know, if we can just delay the cold just a, you know, just a little bit. The cold weather is fine. I don't mind it. But it is nice to have a little bit of extra summer.
All right, so
bonus weather.
Yeah, it's been a little bit over a month since we last chatted, I feel like. Maybe it's a little bit less than a month, but I didn't ask you, how was your state fair run? What did you make of the state fair this year?
It was good. I feel like I was out there in the beginning, the very first day, and then the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday, and it was nice. There were good crowds out there. I think they did really well this year because the weather, again, was perfect. Every day was a good day. It was super comfortable. It wasn't too hot. They didn't have any rain or anything like that. So I think it was a good state fair. Numbers were good. I mean, it's, you know, the everything that you come to count on with the state fair, it's all there. Mm-hmm. When we went as a family, you know, you go get your cotton candy and you get your fried pickles and, you know, whatever everybody picks out is that's their favorite thing. And, you know, you can always count on those things to be there. So yeah. did you go out there? Well, you were broadcasting out there. So did you?
No, I did not. I did not get out there this year. I did not. This was the first year that I didn't make it out to State Fair.
Man.
I know, right? It's crazy.
So, well, when you do go, what is your favorite food?
Oh, I love the Sweet Mother's cookies. I love the cheese curds. I'm just a traditional. I'm old school. You know, I keep it simple.
Yeah.
I love the fresh cut French fries. I'll try the new stuff. Like, I fell in love with the dill pickle pizza. I thought that was fabulous.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's really good. But there's like some of the new stuff, like the one that my colleagues keep telling me about is the peachy donuts. I'm not waiting in line for 90 minutes to get a donut. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like there has to be some, you have to keep moving.
Yes.
So I'm not willing to wait too long for something because there's something that's just going to be good enough.
Yeah.
And I had to do that a couple of times too. I'm like, yeah, no, we're going to skip that one. Just go on to the next thing where we can get it in 5 minutes. But yeah, I know the cotton candy, that's the funny one for my kids. That's what they look forward to.
Yep.
Because you can't get that fresh cotton candy any other time, really, of the year. It's not the same when you buy it at the store and it's prepackaged and it's been shipped somewhere. But when the guy, like, takes the little, you know, the cone and he's whipping it up for you, it just tastes amazing. And then we always get Sweet Martha's on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And we eat those on the way home. Whatever we can't eat, we put in the freezer.
Yeah, the Sweet Martha's is always on the way out because you can eat the cookies off, skim them off the top, and then you've got the bucket left over that you can just chomp on for the next couple of days.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you this. Like, you're always busy, and because media is always busy, right? Like, there's always something. But is there a certain time of year where it seems like there's more stories than other times? Like there are certain times where there's a little bit of downtime with regards to stories. You have to create stuff. So, like, for instance, in for me here, in the summertime, I have to be a little bit more creative during the time of where it's shows, full shows that I do when it's just baseball, right? As opposed to in the fall when you got basketball and you got hockey and then you got baseball that even though the Twins aren't in the postseason, you still got baseball going, you got football going. Is there one time of the year where it seems like there's more news stories than others? Because I know it's always going to be stuff 24/7 because that's just news.
That's a good question. Maybe the fall tends to be a little bit busier because election time is it's not always a presidential election, but every other, you know, every 2 year, you know, every in the opposite years we have a governor's race, and it's only like one out of every 4 years that's a kind of a slow municipal election year. So I think with the start of school, start of the NFL season, maybe the fall seems the busiest. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like it's just busy all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know anymore. It used to be June and July were kind of slow, maybe the first part of August. But I don't feel that way anymore. I just feel like it's busy all the time.
I know. It's like 24-7. Especially around Fox 9. I was just there earlier today for me and Amaz's photo shoot, and then also us sitting down, and we were just kind of talking about all the things going on in the world of sports earlier today. But you guys got, like, there's so much fun stuff going on at Fox 9, not just from the on-air portion of what you guys do on an everyday basis, but so many things that you guys are doing with the digital side of things and, like, the entire building. It seems like every time I come out there, they're showcasing a new part of the building to me, and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
It is busy. They're really ambitious, and it's fun. We've entered a really fun time here because we are doing a lot of sports shows, and then we're adding to our news product. So it is. It's just kind of a, you know, it's a hustle and bustle kind of atmosphere around here all the time. And I feel like it just news-wise, there's just always something to cover.
Yeah.
And some of that's just the nature of sports news right now. I mean, just yesterday, I felt like it was one press conference to the other that was like a big story.
Yeah.
And at Boston, it was the WNBA was so big that at one point, one of our shows, we actually had to cut and move the press conference from the Twins about the firing of Rocco.
Mm.
You know, so because we're like, oh, we ran out of time because the WNBA was such a big story. And then we've got the Vikings overseas right now. And then we have Kirill Kaprizov being signed. You know, it was just funny. But that's in addition to just all of the news, you know, with pending government shutdown and issues that we have going on here with various news stories, too. So,
yeah, that's
and we're just lucky that the weather's quiet right now.
I know, right? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. We're talking to Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 News anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. What are some of the top news stories that you guys will be diving into this evening on the Fox 9 News?
Well, we are still talking about the Vikings getting ready for their big game in London after the loss in Dublin. They're hoping to leave their overseas trip with one win. And so Jim Rich has been over there, and he's had some interesting little stories that he's been working on leading up to the game, like how do you get everybody and everything overseas, and it's quite an operation to move. And then we have the government shutdown. How does that impact folks here in Minnesota? And what does the situation look like right now? Sylvan Learning Centers, that's a franchise. It's a tutoring center for children. And there are a bunch of them that are closing down suddenly. So a lot of parents who've paid money for like a full year's tuition service,
mm-hmm.
they feel like they might be out of money. So Paul Bloom is looking into what happens there. And as a parent who has used a center similar to this, it is expensive. So I can imagine if you've paid for a full school year and this suddenly shuts down, you have a lot of questions about whether or not you're going to get your money back. And we're looking at, this has been a big story even picked up across the country, a 22-year-old enrolled at a high school. And
yes, that was our lead story tonight. Yes.
Yeah. So how and why he did that and tried to make, you know, it as if he was a high school student playing football and going to dances and hanging out with kids and acting like he was 17 when he's actually 22. And it turns out Karen Scullin talked to his caregivers. He was living with a family from church. They were trying to help him out after he'd gotten into some trouble. He's trying to help mentor him and get him on the right path. They were taking him to what they thought was his job at McDonald's every day, and then he was going to school. So, really unusual case there. And
oh, I'm watching. You got me. You got me on this story. That was the lead. That was my lead topic tonight to start the show at 6 o'clock. So I'm so glad that you. I saw Karen earlier at the station this morning. So I'm glad that she's all over the story. But yes. You will have me locked and dialed into watching the Fox 9 News because this story is going to – there's more legs in it. Even the little bit that you just gave us right there, that's information that we didn't even know about from the Star Tribune story earlier today. So he was supposed to be working at McDonald's at the time, and he was actually going to White Bear Lake High School.
That's what they thought. They were dropping him off at a McDonald's thinking that he was working every day. And wow. Instead, he was going to high school. And, you know, usually it works in the reverse. Kids who are not 21 get a fake ID to appear older. And he apparently falsified documents with another birth certificate so that he could re-enroll in high school and go back and be a high school kid. So it's just, I've never seen a story like this. Really unusual. There's a lot to still try to figure out with this one because there are some potential charges here too with...
Well, he violated his probation because in March he had an indecent exposure situation. So, yeah, there's a lot that's going to be coming out of this story. And one of the things that we touched on the show was the fact that, and this is just, and I'm not trying to be biased with this, but I honestly, the state rep that wants the superintendent to resign, I just don't think that the superintendent, look, we got to do a better job of vetting people and making sure the right people are in schools and students are students. But I don't think that the superintendent in White Bear Lake should have to resign. I don't think that.
Well, it's not like there's been a pattern of 22-year-olds going into schools trying to pretend that they're 17. I don't know that this has ever happened before around here or anywhere for that matter. So if he walked in with documentation and it was fraudulent, the person who took that information wouldn't necessarily flag it.
Yep.
If it was a real immunization chart and a real birth certificate. So we don't know all the details about what he handed over to enroll in school. But this is a really odd, unusual case. And, if we had this happening across the state, there would be many more questions asked. How are 22-year-olds getting into high school and enrolling like they're high school kids? But this is just so different. So we're following that. I think that'll be a story that we follow for a while. And then a well-known stage manager at First Avenue, Conrad Verkerson, passed away. And just a legend in the music industry and around here, anybody who's been an act at First Avenue has known him. And he just has seen it all, I imagine. In his career, he saw it all. All the different phases of music and all the personalities that went up on stage, and can't imagine having a window in his world. So we're also working on a story about Conrad.
Yeah, that is awesome. I've been texting throughout the day with the people at First Avenue, and I talked about Conrad to start off this hour. So I'm so glad that we're vibing and we're on the same page.
Yes,
I mean, a lot of the topics that I've been talking about tonight, you're going to be talking about on the Fox 9 News.
Yeah, always. We're always on the same wavelength, Henry.
I'm with you. Oh, man. Well, I'm happy to have you back. I'll be definitely checking you guys out tonight the same way that I always do. And I appreciate you joining us here on the Lake Show, Kelsey.
Absolutely. And I hope to see you in person over here at Fox 9 very soon.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon. All right. That's Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 news anchor, joining us here on the Lake Show. We'll get to headlines next year on the show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And let's get into the headlines here. Christopher Tubbs, DJing tonight as he always is. Not getting me sick lately. Thank you.
Okay. Feeling better. Just a little congestion. Hey, Owanmi at Waterworks Park overlooking St. Anthony Falls on the Mississippi River is moving a couple of blocks to the east into the iconic Guthrie Theater. Now, the move is scheduled for 2026 after Owanmi's lease with the Minneapolis Park Board is up. It's something owner Sean Sherman says is both bittersweet and wonderful, allowing him to hire more than 60 more employees to serve the after theater crowd, getting reservation at the 2022 James Beard Awards, quote, best restaurant in the country. Shouldn't be as much of a monumental of a task either, with much more space than the current location. Owanmi will be moving into what was the Sea Change, which never reopened following the COVID pandemic.
I know exactly where Sea Change is. I went to Sea Change one time. Man, that's a nice location.
I think, you know, I'm excited for the theater crowd. I mean, because there's nothing wrong with having more options. And I think when you've got a James Beard Award winner right there, it's kind of, I mean, people are going to be very curious. So I'm excited for it.
The one thing always, though, in that area is, and maybe this is not the greatest assessment of the situation, because this restaurant is a destination place, but parking is always kind of tricky.
Parking is a pain.
I mean, especially over in that area.
Yeah.
But
oh,
it's
yeah.
a destination restaurant, though. That's the thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You're going to go and...
It's not like parking at Manny's is easy.
No, but yeah, when you're going there, you're going with the intent that if it is a little more convoluted, it's something you're willing to put up with because you know what you're going to be getting.
Yeah.
Hey, plunged into a government shutdown, the United States is confronting a fresh cycle of uncertainty after President Donald Trump and Congress failed to strike an agreement to keep government programs and services running by Wednesday's deadline. Now, this is the third time that Trump has presided over a federal funding lapse, the first since his return to the White House this year, in a remarkable record that underscores the polarizing divide over budget priorities and a political climate that rewards hardline positions rather than the more traditional compromises. An economic jolt could be felt in a matter of days. Government is expected Friday to produce its monthly jobs report, which may or may not be delivered. Now, Trump has warned that the administration could focus on programs that are important to Democrats, like they say, quote, cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things they like, cutting programs that they like. Seems a bit repetitive. As agencies sort out which workers are essential or not, Smithsonian museums are expected to stay open until at least Monday. A group of former national park superintendents urged the Trump administration to close the park to visitors, arguing that poorly staffed parks and a shutdown are a danger to the public and put park resources at risk.
Are we great again? Are we great again yet?
Hell yeah, that's what I voted for. No.
Next story.
Okay. A new report on books banned in the United States finds Stephen King is the author most likely to be censored in the country, divided between states actively restricting works and those attempting to limit or eliminate bans. PEN America's Banned in the USA, released Wednesday, tracks more than 6,800 instances of books being temporarily or permanently banned for the 2024-2025 school year. The new number is down far more than the 10,000 in 2023-2024, but still far above the levels a few years ago. Some 80% of those bans originated in just three states that have enacted or attempted to enact laws calling for a removal of objectionable content: Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. Meanwhile, Penn found little or no instance of removals in several other states, with Illinois, Maryland, and New Jersey among those with laws that limit the authority of school to put public libraries and pull books.
Man, that's Stephen King.
Stephen King.
He's a critic.
I guess it's not such an important piece of literature. Hey, Publishers Clearing House, the bankrupt sweepstakes company that told its past prize winners they would no longer receive their forever payments, has a new CEO who's put a plan to protect the company's prize winners. Future winners, past winners are still out of luck. Now, ARB Interactive, a mobile gaming company that now owns PCH, announced Tuesday that Owen O'Donohue will lead a revitalization of the 70-year-old brand that ensures all future sweepstakes payouts are fully secure. Now, the change comes after ARB Interactive said under the terms of the new agreement, it would not honor payouts for those who won their life-changing prizes before July 15th of this year, leaving many so-called forever winners without the sweepstakes checks they've come to rely on for many years.
So just to be clear, because it was kind of awkward the way you read it, they've got a new CEO. He's going to protect the company's prize winners. But future. We're talking about future winners.
Future winners,
not past winners. That sucks, dude.
Correct. Yes. If you are out there and you won a...
If you have the ability to help out the future winners, like, why wouldn't you take care of the past winners first?
Because the past winners already have their money. I mean, you're concerned about the future. Those are your future consumers, not the past consumers.
Okay.
It's sad, though.
It is
sad. It's kind of a clunky story, but it's... It's just sad. Oh, forever checks. Well, not forever checks.
Not forever checks. All right, coming up next, he's forever been on the program. We love him. Kevin Gord. Let's talk some hockey. Kirill's got a bag of money. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click,
all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.